This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nomination of candidates for election of National Assembly members underway. Home Ministry issues 10-point circular to all 77 district administration offices to maintain religious tolerance. Curfew lifted in Birgunj as all-side meeting agreed to hold ongoing protests. And White House says U.S. discussing options to acquire Greenland, including use of military. Now the news in detail. The nomination of candidates for the election of National Assembly members is taking place across the country today. Political parties are submitting nominations for the election. The Election Commission had scheduled the election for the 25th of January. A total of 18 National Assembly seats are currently vacant. The voter list for the National Assembly election was published on the 3rd of January. As no objections were filed, the final voter list was published yesterday. According to the Election Commission, nominations can be filled until 3 p.m. today. Meanwhile, the CPN, UML and the Nepali Congress have finalized their candidates for the upcoming National Assembly election. The CPN, UML has selected Roshni Meche, Prem Dangal, Samjana Devkota, Ram Kumari Jhakri, Meena Singh Rakhal and Leela Bhandari. UML is yet to finalize a nominee for one remaining seat, including the one allocated to Madhya Province. Similarly, the Nepali Congress has announced its candidates Sunil Bahadur Thapa, Dharmendra Paswan, Ranjit Karna, Geeta Devkota, Jagat Timal Sena, Basudev Jangali, Chandra Bahadur Kesi, Lalit Bahadur Sahi and Khamba Bahadur Khati. The parties finalized the candidates as the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal reached a seat-sharing agreement for the National Assembly member election. The Home Ministry has issued a 10-point directive to all 77 district administrations to maintain religious tolerance. The Ministry also asked the administrations to take legal action against unlawful activities and coordinate with political, social, cultural and religious leaders to promote harmony. District officers have also been instructed to conduct awareness programs, form peace committees and prepare calendars of potentially sensitive events. Meanwhile, an all-side meeting in Birgunj has agreed to hold ongoing protest, leading to the lifting of the curfew, with officials and stakeholders committing to maintain discipline, goodwill and a peaceful environment. Likewise, Prime Minister Susila Kharki held discussion with Madhya Province Chief Surendra Lob Karna to review law and order and ongoing peace efforts. Currently, normal life is gradually returning in Birgunj after an all-party and community-led meeting resolved the dispute between two groups of different social and religious backgrounds. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariela has discussed election security with the provincial secretaries or provincial governments, focusing on the collection of information and risk analysis ahead of the House of Representatives elections on the 5th of March. The Home Minister emphasized the importance of maintaining peace, controlling crime and ensuring border security, while urging officials to work in coordination between provincial and federal authorities. Finance Minister Ramesh Khanal has highlighted the need to strengthen the economy while ensuring the protection and security of economic activities. Addressing a meeting on revenue leakage control, the Finance Minister emphasized improving coordination among agencies, noting that tackling revenue loss requires joint efforts. Officials stressed that controlling revenue leakage is a shared responsibility and called for effective monitoring and cooperation among all involved to achieve better results. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has discussed a range of options, including possible military action to acquire Greenland. The White House had said, calling it a national security priority. According to the BBC, the statement follows a strong opposition from Denmark and European allies. Greenland is a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark, a fellow NATO member. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen warned that any US attack would undermine NATO. The White House said Trump and his team were considering various ways to pursue the goal, adding that the use of the US military remains an option. In response, leaders of the UK, France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain, and Denmark issued a joint statement backing Denmark. They said Greenland's future must be decided by its people and Denmark, stressing that Arctic security should be addressed collectively by NATO allies. The leaders also called for respect for the UN Charter, including sovereignty and territorial integrity. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump had said Venezuela will hand over up to 50 million barrels of oil worth about $2.8 billion to the United States following a military operation to remove President Nicolas Maduro from power. Trump posted on social media that the oil will be sold at market prices and that he will control the proceeds, which he said will benefit both the people of Venezuela and the U.S. He also stated that the U.S. oil industry would be up and running in Venezuela within 18 months, expecting significant investment to flow into the country. At least 36 people have been killed during 10 days of protests across Iran. The BBC had cited the human rights activist news agency at saying 34 of those killed were prosecutors and 2 were linked to security forces. Iranian authorities have not released any official toll, but said 3 security personnel were killed. It is reported that more than 60 protesters were injured and more than 2,000 arrested. The protests, triggered by an economic crisis, have spread to 27 of Iran's 31 provinces. The protests began on the 20th of December after shopkeepers demonstrated against the sharp fall of the Iranian currency. Now, sports date. Nepal has announced a 15-member squad for the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, set to be played in India and Sri Lanka from the 7th of February to the 8th of March. Rohit Podil will lead the team, with Deepinder Singh Uri serving as vice-captain. Nepal, placed in Group C, will begin the campaign on the 8th of February against England at Mumbai's Wankhede Stadium. Nepal will also face West Indies, Bangladesh and Italy in the remaining group stage matches. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy over the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kushi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, while the remaining areas will have mainly fair weather. Mist or fog will prevail at most places in the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nomination of candidates for election of National Assembly members underway. Home Ministry issues 10-point circular to all 77 district administration offices to maintain religious tolerance. Curfew lifted in Bugans as all-side meeting agreed to hold ongoing protests. And White House says U.S. discussing options to acquire Greenland, including use of military. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.